fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 12th day of September. Our prepper tip of the day, here it is. Winter's coming, in case you're not paying attention. Winter is not far away, depending on where you live, the altitude, and so forth. So your prepper tip of the day is to check your winter gear. Hats, gloves, boots, socks, underwear. Do not get cotton long underwear. You will regret it. Buy your outdoor gear at the same place the farmers and ranchers get theirs. If you get your outdoor gear from a sporting goods store such as REI, REI has great stuff. But their outer gear is meant for casual recreational use. That's what it's meant for. It's not meant for day after day, week after week, month after month use outdoors. It will not, cannot, and won't stand up. So that's your prepper tip of the day. Get ready for winter. Be sure you have 2 pairs of boots so one can be drying out from the day before because they will get wet. Your foot gear will get wet. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is a man who's taken the time, made the effort to become highly qualified in all areas regarding firearms, including building firearms, being knowledgeable about the latest state-of-the-art optics, projectiles, firearms training, and he is a firearms instructor. And he is proprietor of Tier 1. Tier 1 is a great place to purchase your firearms, have a custom rifle built, get ammunition and accessories, open from Wednesday through Saturday, Central Time from noon to 5 p.m. The telephone number there at Tier 1 is 636-587-9223. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, it's another beautiful early fall, late summer day here in central Missouri. I hope you get out to enjoy it some. A lot of our listeners are hunters. They'll be getting ready, preparing for deer season coming up, taking that deer rifle out of the safe, the closet they haven't looked at for 8 or 9 months. And typically, I know you do gunsmithing. People run in the door a week or two before deer season with the expectation that their deer rifle can be immediately fixed, ready for them to go hunting, don't they?
Oh, we get a few like that every season.
Right, right. Reality is, many of these hunters do that, and there's a backlog as a consequence, isn't there?
Yeah, there's sometimes 50 or 60 rifles in backlog waiting to be serviced.
So I believe, would it be prudent to advise these men and women to, this is still early in the year, to get those firearms in for whatever work they need immediately, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, if you've waited till September, you've probably waited too long. You need to get your stuff in and get it taken care of.
Well, that's a good heads up. Now, Sam, something I advise my listeners frequently is to work with a gunsmith, a certified gunsmith, to buy two each of every spring, ejector, and firing pin for all their firearms, and telling them the following. Wouldn't it be a shame if your $500 Colt or your $1,000 Remington could not function because you failed to purchase a $2 spring in advance? What's your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, I think if you're going to invest $500 in a paperweight, then, you know, just go ahead and admit that's what you're going to do. But these small parts fail. These heat-treated parts like springs, extractors, ejector pins, they're heat-treated, they're brittle, and they do fail very regularly on a number of different firearm designs, and it's very wise to have spare parts.
It is, absolutely. I had a pistol class Saturday, Sam, and my student had a 9mm semi-automatic pistol. I won't mention the brand. First magazine went through it fine. The second magazine, he had where it's shot twice with one trigger pull, and then it wouldn't shoot anymore. So, very dangerous situation, isn't it?
yeah, I'd like to know the brand.
Well, it's I'll have to call him and get that because I don't recall offhand what that brand was, but any semi-automatic pistol or rifle, if shot long enough, stands a chance of the sear getting worn down and becoming what amounts to a machine gun, doesn't it?
Yeah, as soon as your two sear surfaces that stop your firing pin from going forward, as soon as those don't engage properly, the weapon becomes extremely dangerous.
It does. It does. And unfortunately, when sometimes this has happened in a public firing range, the person with the malfunctioning wore-out rifle or pistol ends up being charged by the federal government with owning an unregistered machine gun, don't they?
Yeah, I've heard of situations like that. I don't know of anyone in particular, particularly if it can be proven the gun has failed. But if the parts are modified, you're going to get charged with a crime.
Absolutely. And it's kind of ironic. It is, in fact, a crime on one hand, but on the other, it's actually a matter of a tax not being paid and a license not being granted, isn't it?
Well, that's how the government works. They take your freedoms from you, and then they sell them back to you. If you don't buy them back, then they throw you in jail.
I like that. As long as I've heard these arguments, that's one of the most succinct ways to describe what's going on I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do. The government says that they have now taken and owned your God-given rights. You must buy it back from them, or we will put you in jail. That's how they work.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, you serve both ends of the economic spectrum, young working men who are struggling to pay the rent and want to have something to defend their family with. And at the other end of the spectrum, men who come in there with purchase orders from the government or a government credit card that basically allows them to get pretty much anything they want, don't they?
Yeah, we serve both ends of the spectrum, the highest and the lowest.
So if a person comes in or has a question, you need to know what their parameters are in terms of what their needs are and what the budget is, don't you?
It's really important to know that. You know, if you're a guy that's living paycheck to paycheck in an apartment with a pregnant girlfriend, the decisions you're going to make are partially economic. Where a guy that owns a business or he's got a credit card from Uncle Sam can afford anything that he wants.
Absolutely. Well, this is your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to make contact with a man who is prepared to serve both ends of the economic spectrum and all levels of expertise, something I have to advise my students all the time. I had a female student Saturday, a retired banker. She was convinced before the class started that she was going to get herself a 9mm semi-automatic pistol to defend her life with. By the end of the class, she was ready to go for a .38 revolver. And you provide that kind of guidance yourself, don't you, sir?
Absolutely. We test people. There's little things that we do with customers that allow them to prove to themselves what will work the best for them. I have some elderly ladies like Saturday afternoon come in the shop and they say, I want a semi-auto 45 to defend my home with. So we hand them a semi-auto 45 and say, okay, lock the slide back on this gun and make it safe. And when they realize they don't have the finger strength to load and unload the gun properly and to make it safe, then we start having a conversation about what revolver might be best for them.
Right. Well, my everyday carry is a Detonix Mark VI. It's one of the first factory-made cut-downs, 45 1911s. It's got not one, not two, but three recoil springs. And I occasionally, in my pistol classes, I'll have the men and women attempt to lock the slide back. It's a rare occasion that a woman has the hand strength to lock that slide back. It is one tough hombre. But what you're doing with those women is the right thing, as opposed to writing up a bill of sale and sending them on their way. And I congratulate you for that, sir.
Well, we're trying to keep our customers alive. A lot of people think we're in the gun manufacturing business. But in fact, we're in the we want you to live business. And I think, from a Christian perspective, when Christ was challenged with a number of difficult questions, he answered those questions saying, our Father in heaven is the God of the living, not a God of the dead. And I think when you look at that and apply it to a lot of different things you do, you get the right answer. I'm not there to sell you a gun. I'm there to help you stay alive. And whatever that takes, that's what we do.
Well, that's the right attitude, and that's the attitude that will, in fact, work, won't it?
Absolutely. Gives you the right answer every time.
Absolutely. Could not agree more. There seems to, in my opinion, seems to be a dramatic increased interest in the skills of precision marksmanship. Have you observed that, Sam?
Oh, yeah, I think over the last 20 years there's been a dramatic, steady rise in the interest on long-range precision rifle shooting, which I think is fantastic.
Well, to the uninitiated, they may not be aware that things can be done with rifles. Now, I've personally watched you stand in the standing position is the least stable, the least effective way to do precision marksmanship. But I stood and watched you, Sam, in a standing position, shoot a steel plate, about 2 by 3 foot steel plate, from 1,000 yards and hit it with the first shot. In fact, I still have that plate with the hole in it. That was incredibly impressive.
Well, I appreciate that. It's not as hard to do as you would think. Once you have the right ammunition and the right gun and a little bit of practice and a calm day without a lot of wind to shoot in. The windier it gets, the more difficult long-range shots become. I do remember that day we were teaching a long-range class, and everybody was like, well, at the end of the class, we want to see you hit that plate way out there. And I got down prone, and the farmland that we were on, the middle of the field was a little higher than I expected. I couldn't see the plates from the prone position. And I stood up, and all of your students said, you can't do it. And I said, no, I'm going to have to do it standing because I can't see the target prone. And they all laughed and said, that's impossible. And then it was just dark enough, you know, the sun was setting, that you could see the sparks fly off the plate. So everybody had a lot of fun with it.
Well, in fact, I think it was that shot that started a fire in the brush that we we had to rush down there and stomp it out.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah, well, I do, because I was one of the stompers. We had some ATVs, and we rushed down there. Because, you know, you're looking at 3,000 feet, 1,000 yards, to stomp out the brush fire that shot started from the sparks. So, but it was a fun day, and I know I got a lot out of it, and all of our students got a lot out of it, and I'm looking to possibly set up one of those again, possibly this fall, if you're going to be available.
Well, I've got a class in Ohio, one in Arkansas, one here in Missouri, and so that there's about 8 weekends left for good weather, so I'm sure we can find a date.
Well, we'll have to work on that. Optics, as I frequently tell people, selection of the caliber is not a lot difficult. I like .308. Selection of the rifle, limited, but not all that difficult. But my goodness, Sam, if you want optics, if you want good quality optics, and you don't have the budget to spend $1,500, $2,000 on Night Force, it's a wide range and very confusing, isn't it?
Yeah, there's two issues. If you're going to shoot at long range, if you're talking about past 200 yards optics that will actually work, you've got two minimum thresholds that you have to meet. You have to be able to pass a square test. In other words, the tracking mechanism of scope, the adjustment knobs have to work precisely. And then the second thing is that you have to have a functioning parallax minimization knob on the scope. That's that third knob that looks like a windage knob on the left side of your scope, but it's actually the parallax minimization knob. It's very important that that work properly.
It is. Now, I know what the square test is, but describe it for our listeners. We got about 2 minutes before the break.
Sure. You take a really accurate rifle, you mount the scope properly, you zero it at 100 yards, and then you go to a clean target. You shoot in the center of the target your first shot. You dial 4 minutes left and 4 minutes up, probably 16 clicks left, 16 clicks up on most scopes. You shoot a second shot. Then you dial 32 clicks to the right or 8 minutes right. You shoot a third shot. Then you dial 8 minutes down or 32 clicks, and you shoot a fourth shot. Then you dial 8 minutes left and shoot a fifth shot. Then you dial 4 minutes right and 4 minutes up, and you shoot your final shot. And what you will have on a properly functioning scope is an 8.2-inch square at 100 yards that looks like a 5 on the dice head. And the last hole, the last bullet will have gone through the same hole as the first bullet that you fired. If a scope will do that, it passes the test.
Now, at one time, I thought I could mount my own scopes. I've since found that that getting the services of a professional gunsmith who has the expertise, has the proper little wrenches that have the torque settings on them, there's no substitute for that to get it done right, is there, Sam?
No, and you need to have a one-piece base that's bedded to the receiver, not just tightened down with screws. The little screws that hold your scope base are not strong enough for the modern scopes. The modern rifle scope weighs 3 times what a scope did 30 years ago. And so you need to epoxy bed the base to the receiver, and you take the screws out of shear. So they're no longer subject to the shear forces when the rifle recoils.
Hold that thought. We have a break. Stay tuned. The call-in number is 512-716-1603. Be right back. We'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 12th of September. Quick reminder, the rocket stove, rocket heater is on sale. Winter's coming along. $850 off retail, manufactured right near me in Sullivan, Missouri. The firebox is the size of four packs of cigarettes. I'm not kidding. The firebox is the size of four packs of cigarettes. Puts out a lot of heat. Check it out. Get in on the sale while you can. Visiting with Mr. Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Tier 1, the place you need to go to purchase firearms, ammunition, have custom gunsmithing done, maybe even have a custom rifle built. His office hours at his business, his place of business there, Tier 1, Wednesday through Saturday, noon to 5 p.m. Telephone is 636-587-9223. Now, Sam, if somebody wants to get a custom rifle built, there's going to be a whole consultation period to make that happen, isn't there?
We do talk in great detail about what this particular rifle needs to do, and it starts with two questions. What's the longest distance you need to shoot this weapon at, and what's the toughest thing you have to kill at that distance? Once we have an answer to those two questions, then we can back into a lot of the other answers, like what size cartridge, what size bullet. That tells us what powder speed, what barrel length, what twist rate. And then we get into what action do you want. Do you want a semi-auto action or a bolt action? And it leads us on a path that takes us to a really good answer that allows the finished product to do exactly what they needed to do, plus a little more.
Well, it's a whole process, and what period of time would it take from the time that first consultation until you're ready to hand over the completed rifle? Average.
The average is probably 5 to 6 weeks, but we've done them as quickly as 2 weeks, and we've had them as long as 2 years, depending on the components selected and some of the vendors. Like, we had a guy order a long-range elk hunting rifle with a custom carbon fiber stock, and it took the better part of 19 months to get that stock out of the manufacturer.
Well, those things happen, don't they?
Yeah, that's rare, but I would say on average for a semi-auto, about 3 to 4 weeks. On average for a bolt gun, about 6 to 7 months.
Well, that's reasonable, actually, considering the custom work that's going on and the end product, which is going to give people better results than pretty much anything they could ever buy off the shelf, right?
We're the only gunsmith in the country that I'm aware of that provides a quarter minute of angle guarantee with a custom rifle. And we do that with both our semi-autos and our bolt guns.
Now, a quarter minute of angle, ladies and gentlemen, for those who don't know, at 100 yards, that would be a quarter of an inch. At 200 yards, it would be half an inch, and so forth. That's about as good as it gets, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah, our guns on a very calm evening will shoot inside an inch and a half at 600 yards.
Speaking of a calm evening, I was sitting on the bench rest at my range last evening, just before dusk, and I've got ribbons, yellow ribbons, at 25, 50, 75, and 100 yards. They're all perfectly still, not moving. But it's kind of ironic to watch them when in the middle of the day, at 25 yards blowing to the left, at 50 yards blowing to the right, and at 100 yards blowing straight away from me. It's funny how the wind can do these different things, isn't it?
Absolutely. I've actually watched on a 2,600-yard shot where there's a little humidity in the air, you can see a V coming off the back of the bullet and the back of the bullet glinting in the sun. You've got almost 4 seconds of flight time, and you can watch the bullet curve in almost a shallow S as the bullet gets blown to the right and then blown to the left. It's fascinating to watch.
It is. How many yards?
2,600.
Now, there's 5,280 feet to a mile, so that's quite considerably more than a mile, isn't it?
Yeah, a mile is 1,760 yards.
Okay. Shots like that used to be thought highly improbable and highly unlikely fairly recently, didn't they?
Yeah, I would say we were the first ones to make hits at 2,000 yards in an Army test in 1994.
Amazing. Hold that thought. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, 12th September. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have the promotion going for our Republic Broadcasting. You get the details at my website, thelibertyman.com. Mail me a postcard. If your postcard is drawn, the next drawing will be 2 weeks from today. You'll get the opportunity to purchase an engine cleaner, $70 off retail. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. So it's a promotion to help everybody. The energy cleaner, of course, is a marvelous healing device. You may have arthritis pain, back pain. That's typical of most Americans most of the time. And if you do, it's more likely than not that you'll get relief using the energy cleaner. I use mine every night. I wake up pain-free with more energy after a great night's sleep every morning. And you're risking nothing because I do something your healthcare provider is highly unlikely to do. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. So you're risking nothing when you send your $285 in. You can use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Mail me a check at my address at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, check out the factory-made fitted washable mattress pads that go along with the energy cleaner. It's a great combination. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Mr. Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Tier 1. Tier 1 is the best place to have a custom rifle built, purchase rifles, shotguns, pistols, and all things related to the firearms culture you will find there at Tier 1. He's open Wednesday through Saturday, noon to 5 p.m. local time, central time. The telephone number is 636-587-9223. Well, Sam, we were talking about a flood in Louisiana the first hour, and you had a flood you suffered yourself about 8 or 9 months ago, didn't you, sir?
Yes, we did. The Army Corps of Engineers built a new levee in Valley Park and one in Fenton to protect about $7 million in assets, and those levees backed the water up 4.5 feet over the all-time flood record in Eureka and caused about $60 million worth of damage.
Well, wasn't that special? The Army Corps of Engineers. Well, God bless them. I'm sure they meant well, but their good intentions had the opposite effect, didn't it?
Well, the government shouldn't be in the business of picking winners and losers. And, it's really sad because the town just upstream of us, Pacific Missouri, suffered quite a bit as well. They were 2 feet over their record. Everybody else was right within an inch of their record all-time highs, but Eureka and Pacific were damaged horribly. It was really a bad move on their part.
And I was the first one to call you on the telephone and let you know that you were on television, and you spent the rest few days taking calls from friends of yours all over the United States when you became nationally televised, as you were saving property, weren't you?
Yeah, they just happened to have a helicopter up in the air when I was driving out with my last truckload of night vision and sniper rifles. And a boat took off and threw a wake over my hood. I was 50 feet from being on the ramp and out of the water. And that wave came over the hood of my truck and stalled my engine right there, probably 50 feet from being out of the water.
Amazing, amazing. Well, you got through that okay, and you're back open for business, and life goes on, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's quite the test. God can spit on you at any moment and remind you of whose planet you live on.
That's a good way to put it. Sam, I was talking to one of the writers for one of the national publications, Firearms News. It used to be the Shotgun News. And I was at an expo, and I was telling him about my concern about wanting more information on optics, and now that's been about a year ago. Now he's writing a lot more articles about optics. I'm not sure if it's from my input or not, but it's an area that is changing. You and I have talked about this before. If you haven't paid attention for 6 months, you're left in the dust, aren't you?
Well, it's possible, but in the big scheme of things, as far as long-range scopes go, there's only a handful of things that actually work well. And there's a lot of companies trying to catch up. Optics company, they're not typically doing a very good job.
All right. Well, what I tell people, if you buy a $100 scope, you've got a $100 scope, and you're probably going to be disappointed in the long-term consequences of that purchase, aren't you?
Well, and that's because most $300 to $500 scopes cannot handle the recoil of a centerfire rifle on a regular basis. Maybe two boxes of ammo, maybe five boxes of ammo, but the tracking mechanisms aren't durable enough to handle the repeated recoil. And people that are training in the precision rifle arena are shooting more than two or five boxes of ammo through their gun, and eventually these scopes just break. It's not a matter of if, but a matter of when.
Well, one of the things I look for is the warranty offered by the manufacturer. That's very important, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's no reason ever to buy a scope that doesn't have a lifetime warranty.
No, I agree. Absolutely, I do agree. Now, frequently I refer to an illuminated reticle as a poor man's night vision. Half of every day is dark, more or less, more in the winter, less in summer. But I know from personal experience that typically there's enough ambient light to kind of sort of see the target on one hand. On the other, regular optics, whether they're iron sights or a normal telescopic scope, black on black, they just disappear, don't they?
The reticle or the aiming mechanism of the device blends in with your target, and then you cannot aim precisely. An illuminated reticle has a real advantage in those intermediary transitional light periods, like right at dusk and dawn, when you're not at bright sunlight, but you're not quite pitch black either, or if you have half a moonlight or better, and the moon's behind you, the illuminated reticles can be really effective at night.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there's a good heads up, ladies and gentlemen. You need to, if you want that kind of capability and don't have the big bucks to spend for real night vision or thermal imaging, you've gravitated more, and you've done some demonstrations with me at your shop, of the advantages of thermal imaging, and it is a dramatic difference, isn't it?
A thermal sniper scope is such a huge advantage in a tactical situation. If you can afford one, I would highly recommend you come by, see us, and order one, because they're dramatically better than standard night vision. And night vision's quite an advantage over a typical day scope. So if you can afford that. Now, it used to be night vision was $4,000 and thermal scopes were $25,000. But recently, the thermal market has come down to superior quality units being less than $6,500. And so they're becoming very competitive with night vision, and certainly superior in most tactical situations outdoors.
It's been not quite 3 years ago, a friend of mine bought a high-end thermal imaging, and he spent $12,000 for it and was glad to get it. Anything involving transistors, resistors, and diodes seems to get smaller and less expensive and better, doesn't it?
Yes, and the thermal engines are sort of tightly controlled by the State Department, so you don't see quite the advancement like you do in the computer industry, but just a year and a half ago, they went to this 640 by 480 BAE engine for certain thermal sights on rifles, and it is amazing.
Okay, now, I'm not sure what those numbers mean. That has to do with the pixels, or what?
Yeah, the level of resolution. Typically, the resolution on thermal sights was 320 by 240 if it was small enough to mount on a rifle. But now they've got a new engine made by BAE, and boy, it is just spectacular. It's four times better than the 320 by 240 scope.
No kidding. And how long has that been available for the general public?
Going on a year and a half now.
Okay.
2 years.
Gotcha.
And the price has come down dramatically.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, because it gives you such an advantage. Where at night, if you're looking at a guy in a ghillie suit 300 yards away with night vision, you're not going to see him. But he glows like a flashlight with thermal.
Right.
Very easy to spot. It's so much more difficult to sneak up on somebody that has a thermal sight in night or in camouflage.
Now, my understanding is the Taliban has been using space blankets to hide from thermal imaging for about 10 years plus.
Well, you can use a space blanket to hide from thermal if the person using the thermal isn't very experienced with it. But if you use a space blanket to hide from thermal and that's all you do, then you look like a giant black hole in a picture, like someone cut out a picture and put a black piece of paper behind it. It's pretty easy to spot.
Now, I think that would be more effective using it against airborne platforms where they're moving fast and got a lot to look at, as opposed to somebody on the ground that has more time and is moving across the thermal imaging device across a smaller area. What do you think?
Well, you have to use a lot more than a space blanket to hide from a thermal engine in a U.S. aircraft or a British aircraft. They have the ability to dial and make adjustments to their device that allow them to see past tar roofs, the space blankets, all kinds of things. So you'd better be a little more sophisticated than a space blanket if you want to hide from a U.S. Air Force or a British aircraft thermal detection device.
All right, all right. Now, I also understand that conifer trees also help conceal somebody from thermal imaging as opposed to deciduous trees.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, a space blanket wrapped around your head and your shoulders, and you hug a conifer tree with some dense needles, and you're very difficult to find at that point.
I get these calls frequently from people. They're so concerned about the capabilities of modern technology, and my response is the following. There's always an inexpensive, simple way to have countermeasures for the high-tech, expensive things that would be used against us. Going back to Vietnam, we saw that where the Viet Cong would hang buckets of urine in the jungle that would be detected by sophisticated devices dropped by the U.S. Air Force that would look like living plants that could detect the human urine, send a signal back, and have the college-educated pilots coming from Thailand bomb buckets of urine in the jungle. That's just one example, and there's many others, aren't there, Sam?
Absolutely. I don't know if you remember in World War II, the Germans were bombing Austria, and the Austrians would string steel cables from mountaintop to mountaintop, and the planes would rip themselves apart at night flying into bomb by running into these steel cables. And the cables were cheap. The pilots in the bomber airplanes were expensive.
Absolutely. I have heard that story. And the Viet Cong did similar inexpensive things. They would put 8-foot-tall punji spikes out into an area that would appear to be suitable for dropping off guys from a helicopter. I don't know if they ever did the cable thing or not. I have no awareness of that. But it was a CBS television news story that made fun of the Viet Cong not knowing how to lead when they were shooting a helicopter. And it wasn't long after that that they started leading the helicopters and shooting them down. And there's a lot of speculation whether that TV news story was responsible for that.
Well, you certainly don't want to talk. And news agencies have a way of screwing almost everything up they get involved with, so somehow I'm not surprised.
Well, I wouldn't be either. So if somebody wants to get started with a precision rifle, the first step would be to make that first phone call to 636-587-9223 and begin that conversation sometime after noon on Wednesday, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be the time to do it. I'm usually not as busy with customers or machinery between 2 and 4 in the afternoon. So that's the best time to have a conversation about a detailed project.
All right. Well, maybe people can keep that in mind and make the call during that period of time between 2 and 4 p.m. It's not complex, and you don't expect people to have the knowledge that you do walking in the door. So people don't need to be worried about being humiliated or embarrassed, because you're not going to make fun of people due to their lack of knowledge, are you, Sam?
No, we don't make fun of people unless they're terrorists or liberals.
Okay, I like that. This is not a firearms-related event, but we have a pretty bizarre election cycle going on right now, don't we, sir?
Yeah, this one's a game-changer. Everything's really different this time around.
It is. There's a growing body of evidence that the Democratic candidate for president, I don't want to mention her name particularly, has some severe health issues going on, doesn't she?
She's been hiding some severe health issues for quite some time. I think that those chickens are about to come home. I don't think there's a whole lot she can do to keep it in the bottle anymore. They'll lie for another week or two, but I think what you're seeing is a strategy that will allow her to come up with some plausible excuse to avoid debating Donald Trump.
I don't believe she can stand up to a debate. It's been not quite a year since she's had an uncontrolled press conference as opposed to a structured event with one interviewer. She will not put herself in a place where she does not have absolute control over what's being asked, will she?
No, she seems to avoid anything that approaches open questioning like the plague.
Well, and that's unacceptable in my opinion. There's another possibility that she may withdraw from the campaign when it's too late for another candidate to come onto the scene. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Thank you.
back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 12th of September, visiting Mr. Sam Anders, the proprietor of Tier One, the place you need to go to have your questions answered, to have a custom rifle built, to purchase a rifle, shotgun, pistol, to get ammunition, and so forth. His shop number, noon to 5 p.m. Central Time, Wednesday through Saturday. Here it is, 636-587-9223. Sam, availability of ammunition, it's not quite so bad these days, is it, sir?
Not as bad as it was right after the Sandy Hook event, but it's still difficult getting certain types of rimfire ammo.
Well, the high-end ammo, such as that good British Olympic-grade ammo, yeah, that never went out. There was always an availability of that, but it's not the kind of thing you just shoot an afternoon shooting tin cans with, is it?
No, that's a little expensive for blinking. Yeah, the Olympic-grade target ammo is $30 a box. That's not the same thing as $7 a box.
Hardly. But what is it that makes that Olympic-grade ammunition so expensive, if you know?
Yeah, it has a couple of things to do. The level of consistency in the ammo, the weight of the brass, the wall thickness of the brass is identical all the way around, so you get a very consistent neck tension. The bullets are made to an extremely high standard with very little variance in them. And then there's a lot of QA checks that go on that cost money after the manufacturing to prove that the ammo is perfect.
Right. Well, at that level of competition, only the best is suitable, isn't it?
Right, and also it's imported from Finland, so when you look at what we've been doing with our dollar and the exchange rate and then the shipping costs, that adds up to quite an expensive box of 22.
Right. I was reading recently about the Finnish sniper credited with, I believe, 800 kills with a bolt-action rifle with iron sights during the three-month war where the Finns stopped the Red Army. Pretty phenomenal feat, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, the company named Lapua in Finland makes some of the highest quality components in the world, if not the best that's ever been made.
Well, the 338 Lapua has been given a lot of notoriety in the last few years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's starting to catch on. The brake designs are getting better, so it's a very powerful cartridge with almost 100 grains of powder capacity. So there's a lot of recoil to that weapon system, and the average person is not comfortable shooting it. But when you put a really good brake design and a suppressor on top of the brake, all of a sudden it becomes a very comfortable rifle to shoot.
Amazing. Sam, I don't want to be cut off by the music. We were near the end of the hour here. I want to thank you for being with us, sir.
John, thanks for having me. Have a great week.
Okay, you too, sir. That's it for the day. We've got a great programming up here. Dr. Deagle, Michael Rivera, John Stadtmiller, stay tuned and enjoy the day. Be back tomorrow morning. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.